Meanwhile, Detroit, the city, is still struggling, and its mayor, Dave Bing, is looking for ways to revitalize the Motor City. His latest plan involves bringing police officers back to the city as residents. About half of Detroit's police force lives outside the city, and by law, they can't be forced to live in Detroit. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on a plan to lure them back.
Here's the enticement. For $1,000 down, an officer gets a rehabbed house worth $40,000 to $80,000, and
the police officer would get to pick carpet, color, cabinets, and help design the rehab as it goes along.
Carla Henderson is with the city of Detroit. She says encouraging police officers to return will increase safety, pump up the tax base, and go a long way to solving other problems.
We have hundreds of homes that are sitting vacant, and we have a community that has said we would love to have the police move back into our neighborhood.
And they're not going to leave their homes to come back down to the city. I know that for a fact.
Michael Patton runs the police uniform store right across the street from police headquarters. Patton says the city has to try to get officers back.
But to convince someone to leave Farmington Hills to come back to the city of Detroit, it's going to be hard.
Detroit will offer 200 homes in the program at first. Carla Henderson says she hopes to expand the program to firefighters, teachers, first responders, and maybe one day, city officials. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.